Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a new episode of Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. And for this episode of GTR Retro, we're going to go back to 2001. I released this these two episodes years ago. And it relates to the conversation we were having with Peter Moore, actually, during last week's episode of Gamer Tag Radio, where he was talking about console wars, how big it was back in those days when he was in Sega and also when he started working at Xbox. So I decided to release these audios that reminds me of, at that time, EGM released an issue called Xbox versus GameCube. In there, they talked about the differences between the console, both consoles, and also all the games to review it. And that's the first time I got to see Halo getting a 10 out of 10. I think it was like 3 10s or 4 10s. It was like a perfect review from at that time. Excuse me. So I was like, man, I think this would be cool to release this this audio again here as part of GTR Retro. And this is before Gamertag Radio, actually. So this is the time where I was recording content using my tape recorder for my previous show, because I had a show called PSO Radio, and then after that it was called Game Voice. So I released this this two episodes, all everything combined. I think at that time I used to upload it to mp3.com, and people also could buy a CD, and they will get like an album of my content. And I remember selling a bunch of copies of this, and it was called Xbox versus GameCube 2001. So I'm going to release this so you guys could listen to the conversation, what people were having back then. A lot of people were still not there with Xbox. A lot of people were still getting all hype about GameCube, and we talked about power and the exclusive games. And I think this is like the perfect way to remember those days, the early 2000s, where that was the conversation. You know, now how's everything is changing now with no console wars anymore. I mean, there's still some fanboys out there, but I'm talking about like companies actually promoting that. We don't see that as much as before. So I think it was a great conversation with Peter about that. And this is like perfect way to add this as part of the GTR Retro. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts. Again, this is recorded, oh my God, 20-something years ago. This is November of 2001. So enjoy, and let me know your thoughts. All right, take care.
What's your name, man? Where you from?
Kurt.
I'm from Brooklyn. Tell me, man, what game are you playing right now?
Mad Dash.
What do you think of the game?
I think it's nice, very fun with you and your friend.
Oh, you're playing two-player mode right now. So what do you think of the Xbox so far?
Very nice. Better than the GameCube.
Better than the GameCube? So this November, you're going to get Xbox. If you're getting Xbox, what game are you planning to get?
I already reserved it, and I'm getting Project Gotham, NFL Fever, and Simpson Road of Rage.
Have you played Halo and Dead or Alive 3?
Yeah, I played Halo and Dead or Alive 3. It was nice. I like
good,
it.
Good. So what do you think of the control of the Xbox?
Nice.
Pretty good?
Comfortable.
So what do you think of the GameCube then?
GameCube?
So far, any reaction, like what you've seen so far?
On the GameCube? On the GameCube? GameCube's like a system for kids. Like, for little kids, and that's it.
Yeah. So what do you think of PlayStation 2? Against none for the back of the
Nah.
Xbox?
They got no chance against it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. Yes, we live over here. We're going to get some feedback of Halo. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Tucker. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I live here in New York for the last 4 years.
All right. So you came over here to try out Halo. What do you think of the game?
Halo's amazing. It's everything they said it is. Apparently, it's been getting 10s across the board in all the magazines and websites, and it ought to be pretty obvious why. I think it's a great game. Right now, we have four different systems with, we just got Okay, well, that's all right, because that's why it's a game, which is a good thing.
So you're planning to get Xbox?
Oh, hell yeah. Pre-order mine ages ago. Pre-order mine the day you could.
So what games are you planning to get?
Halo, Air Force Stealth of Storm, and Project Gotham Racing.
So what do you think of the other games, like Dead or Alive 3?
They're great. I played Dead or Alive 3. It's awesome. And I think it's, I mean, this system, it just blows away anything that's available right now.
So what do you think of the GameCube and PlayStation 2 right
well,
now?
Well, I've played the PlayStation 2. I think it's a hyped up machine. I don't think that really, like, I have a Dreamcast, and I don't really see much of a difference. I think hype killed the Dreamcast. I think the PS2, by and large, it's starting to get some good games now, but the fact that it's been out over a year and now comes the good stuff really says a lot about what they're doing. I think Sony is a little bit prideful, and they really didn't plan very well. I think Microsoft came out and really took it out, the excitement out from under them.
So what about GameCube? No worries on that?
It looks like it's a very powerful system. Looks to be better than the PS2. However, it's still a lot of plumbers hawking the system. Not into the kitty shit at all. Whoops. Not into the... Oh, it's going to get beeped. But I think the GameCube is nice, but it ain't got dick on the Xbox.
What game are you looking forward to, like, in the future for Xbox?
Jaeger and Unreal Championship. Also, Bloodwake. Very cool game.
What do you think of Sega working for Xbox?
I think it's fantastic. And I think the fact that the Xbox is the only system with a hard drive and that it's easy to develop for means that we're going to get some very interesting exclusive content.
So what do you think of online for Xbox?
I love it. It's great. I think it's fantastic. Everybody will have Ethernet connection, so everybody will
it's
be
all
playing.
Set. It's all
right,
set.
Right. There's no. It's not going to be 56K for one guy and then, broadband for another. Everybody gets the good stuff. You got an 8-gig hard drive. It's this thing is made to kick ass. I mean, it's just awesome.
Any last words for other fans that haven't seen the Xbox?
You guys got to come out and see it. There are a lot of people out there who hate Microsoft because they've been told to hate Microsoft. Everybody uses Windows, and nobody really has it. You know, every once in a while you get a blue screen, but you get that on a Mac, you get that anyway. That's a computer. Yeah. I think Microsoft's a great company. I think they have good products. They monopolize the industry because they have the best. They have the best product. People went out and buy it. It's not like you stuffed it down people's throats. But I think the Xbox, I think this year it's going to have a lot of competition in terms of Christmas sales. PS2 just got Devil May Cry and Metal Gear. I think next year and the year after, no competition. I think Xbox is going to win.
You know what's funny? That all these games right now are nothing compared
to... They're nothing. I spoke to Jay Allard. I was here Friday night. We spoke for about 15 minutes, and he said these games don't touch anything what this machine can really, really do. Also, he said that on the official Xbox magazine, the DVD that came out this month.
I got it. It's pretty good.
Samus Blackley said that a T-Rex in Jurassic Park, the original, is made of 80,000 polygons. But it's the pixel shaders and the vertex shaders that make it look like it does so realistic. And that's what the Xbox does specially. I mean, that's what it's made to do. So, I mean, this thing is just ready to...
Just wait and see, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see. You'll
forget about it. It's going to be awesome.
All right, but thanks a lot, man.
It's been great. You have a good one, right, Chief?
All right, man.
This is Godfrey live with Xbox Unleashed, and we have what's your name and what do you do?
Chris Cox, lead product manager for Action Games.
All right, cool. You could basically tell us more about Xbox.
Yeah, sure. Xbox is the next generation console coming out on November 15th. Mm-hmm. We're really psyched about it. It's the most powerful console ever, and I think the games really show it. Every major genre, we're going to have a blockbuster.
So what games do you think we should pick up? The first thing, basically, what you like first?
It's tough to say. I mean, it's like, you know, I think we have a game for every kind of gamer. Off the top of my head, Halo. If you love any kind of combat games, Halo totally delivers. DOA 3, best fighting game ever. Amount of detail on it is just sick. Project Gotham Racing, if you love racing games, the detail, the action, the size, the number of tracks, it's just amazing. NFL Fever, I mean, if you're a football fan, you've got three of the best football games ever on any platform, plus you've got NFL Fever, which totally takes advantage of all the graphical goodness that the Xbox has to deliver. And then, you know, if the on, like, you know, smaller genres, if you like party games, you got, like, Fusion Frenzy. If you like vehicle combat games, you have Cell Damage. If you're a Tony Hawk fan, you got Tony Hawk 2X, which is like Tony Hawk 2 on steroids. You know, you name it, you got it.
So you could tell us basically more about Halo. A lot of people actually don't know what Halo's about. You could tell us more about Halo.
Oh, yeah, no problem. The way we like to talk about Halo is combat evolved. And the reason being is Halo is basically everything you ever wanted in a combat game. A lot of previous combat games, first-person shooters or running guns, you know, you could run around and have fun battling people, but usually it was like running around the tank versus actually like using the tank. Halo lets you do that. Plus, in addition to like tanks and first-person running gun, it lets you use flying vehicles, it lets you use hovercrafts, it lets you use jeeps. It has multi-man tanks and vehicles so that you can be like the gunner and your buddy can be like the driver. And then it's just totally gorgeous. Like graphically, it totally takes advantage of 100% of the Xbox hardware, which is pretty intense. The number of polygons that it throws at the screen is amazing. In terms of like the gameplay and the story, imagine it's 500 years in the future. Mankind has a burgeoning interstellar empire. We've taken to the skies and are starting to colonize planets, and it's like the beginning of our golden age. And, you know, like and with every great sci-fi story, the beginning of the golden age is really the beginning of the disaster age. And we meet up with this alien race called the Covenant, which is a consortium of alien races. And basically they start, you know, housing us. Planet after planet, they start eradicating humanity. And basically Halo starts off with one of the last human planets to be destroyed is Reach. And you and your crew escape from Reach and take a random point jump somewhere into space. And you happen to find this ring that's floating in space in this mysterious star system. And while you're looking at the ring, which is like the size of Texas, and inside there's like continents and stuff in it, half the Covenant fleet appears, destroys your ship, and you crash land onto the planet. And basically it's your responsibility to rally the human troops or the human survivors together and form a resistance, because what you believe is that Halo is a secret weapon. And if you can discover the secret of the weapon, you can turn the tide of the war. And you play this character called the Master Chief. And the Master Chief is like humanity's answer to the Covenant. He's basically a guy that was biologically engineered and mechanically enhanced to be the ultimate super warrior. He's 8 feet tall, he's big, he's green. He's the master of any weapon, he can pilot any vehicle, and he can survive any combat situation. As a matter of fact, he's the only warrior that the Covenant fears. And basically, once they find out that you're on Halo and you're leading the human resistance, they're making a concerted effort to find you and hunt you down and kill you. And along the way, you get to hunt down and kill a bunch of aliens yourself.
So you could tell us more about future games that are planning to come out, Xbox?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we have, at Microsoft alone, over 70 games in development for the Xbox. Worldwide, there's well over 250 game studios developing games for the Xbox, and a lot of them are developing multiple games. If you look at the developer list or the publisher list for Xbox, it's basically the who's who of the industry. We've got EA, Activision, THQ, Capcom, Namco, Tecmo. They're all developing great games for the Xbox.
So you could tell us more about the online part of Xbox, when you think we'll be coming and all that?
The plan for online right now, we haven't announced anything official, but around the beginning of summer, you're going to be able to use the built-in Ethernet capabilities of Xbox, and Xbox is the only console that has broadband built into the box, so everyone who gets it. You don't have to buy an accessory or anything.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, you get a hard drive built into the Xbox, so you can take full advantage of online, unlike, you know, having to buy an accessory hard drive. Beginning of summer, you're going to be able to start experiencing online for yourself, playing games massively multiplayer, playing games online against others. Right now, we haven't gone into detail about what those games will be, but you can count on it being really, really cool.
So what do you think of Sega working for Xbox, working on some games for them?
I mean, we're thrilled with Sega. I mean, you know, talk about one of the best publishers in the world, Sega's it. And, you know, they're bringing a lot of great exclusive content to the box. You know, old favorites like Gun Valkyrie, Panzer Dragoon, Phantasy Star Online, Shenmue 2. You name it, we got some really cool stuff coming from them.
You could tell us more about the... I heard you could put, like, music, your own music on Xbox. Which game supports it?
Oh, sure. Like, you know, I'm not sure about all of the games because, like, you know, I only work on the first-party stuff, but I know in first-party, Amped Freestyle Snowboarding, which is, like, you know, take Tony Hawk, multiply it by about 50,000 and put it on a mountain and you got Amped. You can it already comes packed with over 150 indie rock labels.
Okay.
That you can listen to, and then you can also rip your own CDs onto it. Same with Gotham. You can rip your own CD music onto it. I think it has at least over 30, if not 50 tracks already on it.
Okay.
with authentic voice personalities from the different markets. And then you can put your own CDs onto the hard drive, save them as an MP3, and play them while you play.
So I have a CD right here. Can you show me? Can you show me if it's cool right now? Or
I can't do it right now.
Okay, all right. But is it easy or is not really confusing?
Oh yeah, it's really cool. Like with Gotham and Amped, it's basically built into the interface, and then like you know you can just use the primary interface for the. For the Xbox, like just turn it on, put a CD in, and it'll give you the options to be able to save it, just like, you know, if you're on your PC using Windows Media Player or what have you.
So you can tell us, just for the fans out there, why they should get Xbox?
Well, I think getting the Xbox is pretty simple, and it all comes down to the games, and, you know, and it's the most powerful piece of hardware you've ever seen, 2 to 3 times more powerful than anything else on the market, but the games are what really tells the difference. I mean, if you just go to your local retailer, and we've got 10,000 kiosks out there where you can actually either see or play the games, you get a chance to play Halo, you get a chance to play DOE3, NFL Fever for yourself, which is really, really cool.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for your time. Take
it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Welcome. This is Godfrey live at GameCube Club. What's your name? Where are you from?
Mike, from New York.
How's the reaction so far to GameCube?
It's pretty hot. Great graphics.
You're playing Pikmin. Is it kind of confusing so far?
Yeah, it's confusing for now. I just got on and I'm not sure what to do. But I'm going to get it soon.
So what do you think of this game so far?
It's pretty hot. I'd say it'll be a good launch game.
All right. So, I mean, I'm confused right now. I mean, you actually just collect Pikmin, right? That's what you have to do right now?
I'm trying
so
to
far?
Gather them. Gather Pikmin.
Okay. So what do you think of the GameCube, the size and the control? You feel comfortable with it so far?
The control's mad comfy.
You plan to get a GameCube or Xbox next week?
I'm getting GameCube. Definitely not Xbox,
What kind of games you planning to get for the GameCube then, next week?
I was thinking of Star Wars and Wave Race.
You tried Star Wars already?
I'm gonna try it right after.
You gotta try it, man. It's pretty good. All right, man. Thanks, man. All right, we live, ladies and gentlemen, live over here at Cube Club. And we're gonna check out the reaction of the people right now. Let's see what's going on. Hey man, what's your name? Where you from?
My name is Edwin Perez. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right. So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
It's pretty good. I think, to tell you the truth, I think it was a little bit better than the Xbox in terms of graphics.
Okay.
I'm probably like you know, in the minority about that, but. Because I went to the Xbox thing out in New York, and it was disappointing. Yeah, it was disappointing. This, they got the HDTVs, and it's just like make everything like off.
What do you think of Luigi Mansion?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Pretty good for a launch game.
You plan to get GameCube next week?
Yeah, it's $100 less than that. That's
save money right there.
Yeah, that's why.
Right. And you want to say anything to the fans that haven't played GameCube yet?
You know, you gotta do research, try and play the games wherever you can. And if you like it, get it. All if right. not, then...
All right, cool. Are we going to get more fans' reaction right here in the Q Club? What's your name? Where you from?
My name's Melissa. I'm from Long Island.
So what do you think of the GameCube so far?
I think it's cool.
You think it's cool?
Yeah.
The control, is it comfortable now, the control?
I don't know. I have to get used to it. There's so many buttons.
Are you planning to get the GameCube next week?
Yeah.
What games are you planning to get?
I want Luigi's Mansion and Pikmin.
Oh, Pikmin. You played Pikmin before? You haven't tried it?
I was playing it before.
Nobody knows what you have to do in there.
I'm trying to figure out how to throw them to hit the enemies, but it's fun.
So what do you think of the Xbox? You haven't played it yet? Any reaction?
I saw it, but I like Nintendo better.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get more feedback right now from... Are we in a GameCube Crew Club? What's your name? Where are you from?
Chris. I'm from here, from the Bronx.
The Bronx? Yo. So what do you think of the GameCube so far?
Loving it, man. I'm loving it. Loving it. It ain't nothing that I've seen before. It looks way better than the PS2 so far. Right. And I'm loving the game. It's just like playing the movies, Star Wars.
Right. Oh, Star Wars. What, this your first time trying out Star Wars?
Yeah, for the GameCube, yes. I played it for other system. I went and played it for the PS2, and they don't compare. No way.
No way?
No way, man.
Yo,
no way.
Speaking of other systems, have you tried the Xbox?
Yeah, I was at the Metrodome. I played the Xbox.
So what do you think of the Xbox and GameCube next week, the big fight?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the GameCube, this is the only game that I've seen so far that is made for people my age. Because most of the other games are like little kiddie games. That's the only thing I think the Xbox has over the GameCube. But so far, graphically, the GameCube is winning it. Because I play like most of the games on the Xbox, and I like the couple, but nothing look compared to this. No way.
Yo, so what do you think of the design of the GameCube and the control?
Loving it.
It's nice, right?
Yes. The system, the house tiny, and the control feels wonderful. I love, that's what I hate about the Xbox. It feeling like a potato in your hand. It was huge, man.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it, man. So far, I'm feeling it totally, man.
So what you want to say to people that haven't even tried the GameCube yet?
They gotta pick it up. I wasn't sure myself until I came here and played. That's why I came. This is the only game I wanted to play, really. Because all the other games I played, because I got the Japanese system.
Okay.
So this is, I couldn't play this, so I just wanted to feel this, and this is awesome. You gotta pick it up.
All right, man. That's a lot, man. All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're live over here in the Cube Club, and we're gonna get other fast reaction later on. We're gonna get an interview with someone from Nintendo. So far, the Cube Club looks wonderful right now with a lot of people playing different games: Star Fox, Madden 2002, Wave Race. Also, Super Monkey Ball and Luigi Mansion. We're gonna get more fans' reaction in a few minutes. All right, Game Boys. Are we live in the GameCube? Yo, what's your name? Where you from?
I'm Valdez from the Bronx.
Yo, what game you playing right now?
Monkey Ball.
So, what do you think of the game and the GameCube?
It's high. It's incredible. So check out many games that they have. They have Monkey Ball, Rogue Leader, incredible game, Pikmin, hot.
Have you tried any other games for the GameCube so far that you like?
I tried all of them and they're all great.
So what do you think of the control of the GameCube?
The control's simple and it's nice. It fits perfect in your hand.
So have you played any Xbox games that you think, what do you think of the Xbox so far?
I haven't played any, but I prefer the GameCube over the Xbox so far.
Any last words to anybody that haven't played the GameCube?
To play it, to come down here to this club. We got a couple more days left. Come down here, try it out.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live over here in Cube Club. What's your name, where you from?
Richard, I'm from New York, the Bronx.
So what do you think so far of the GameCube?
I think it's great. I mean, the graphics are awesome. The game's really fast. There's no slowdown at all. I mean, I'm totally amazed by just looking at some of these games and playing Monkey Ball right now.
This game is Super Monkey Ball. What do you think so far of the game, though?
It's pretty good. It's fun. You know, I didn't think I was going to like it, you know, but I really like it a lot now.
It's really kind of addicting, though, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot of fun.
You haven't had any problems yet with the control, right?
Huh?
You haven't had any problems with the control yet, right?
No, not at all. It melts into your hands. It's true what they say all over the internet. It feels so comfortable.
Yeah, it is well designed and everything.
Yeah.
So are you planning to get a GameCube next week?
Yeah, definitely.
What games are you planning to get?
I already ordered Rogue Squadron. I have it at home.
That game is out of this world, man. It's crazy. Yeah. I know, but that's a lot, man.
All right,
man. Yeah, we're live over here at GameCube Club. What's your name?
Ricky.
Where you from?
The Bronx.
So you're playing Luigi Mansion so far. What do you think of the game?
It's great game.
Is it? What was it about so far? I haven't played a game, so I don't know.
Okay, well, the lighting effects are great. One of the first things. It's a little hard to get used to the control, but other than that, it's really fun. I mean, you know, as soon as the more you play, the more you get into it.
Yeah. Mario's not in this game though, right? Or you gotta look for him or something?
Yeah, Mario's actually in the house somewhere, like abducted by the ghost. So you have to keep rescuing him. So you have to go through all the house.
So what? How's the control for that game?
Well, the control for the game.
For the game.
Well, it's very accurate. So it's very point. I mean, it's really good. But you gotta get used to it. This is for the light, and this is for the directional pad. So it's kind of funny, you know. You gotta get a little bit used to it. But other than that, when you get used to it, you get into it.
Are you planning to get this game during launch?
Yeah, I already pre-ordered this one. I pre-ordered this one and Rogue Squad.
That's the game right there, you try it, Rogue Squad, so far?
Yes, I already did.
Man, that game is incredible so far, man. That's like my favorite game so far.
But I like this one. I think it's very cute, you know. I mean, I have a little brother, but I think I'll have fun playing this. That's a fun factor to it. It's kind of funny. It made me laugh a couple of times already.
Have you tried other games like Pikmin and...
I haven't tried any other games yet.
Huh?
I tried on Smash Bros.
How is that game?
That's very good. Excellent game.
I was trying it. The control was kind of funny.
You gotta get used to it again, you know. They move some of the controls, they move them around, so you gotta get used to the control. But other than that, it's very comfortable.
You wanna say anything to people that haven't tried the GameCube yet?
Well, I'll tell you what, for less money, I mean, it's $200, you get more for your buck. One thing. Plus, you have the exclusive game for Nintendo, which you can't get on the Xbox or the PS2. So, regardless, let's say if you have an Xbox or you have a PS2. You should get this one. You won't get game for it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. We're live over here in the Q Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Austin. New York City.
What do you think of Eternal Darkness? I haven't tried it yet.
I mean, what I think of it is it better come out now because this is...
Good, pretty good?
Yeah.
How's the control for that game?
Right now, it's pretty responsive. I mean, it's far more responsive than anything Resident Evil has to offer. And, I don't know, it's just intuitive. It's very intuitive, very comfortable. You know, everything flows smoothly.
Are you planning to get a GameCube or the Xbox next week?
Xbox, no. GameCube, yeah. I already pre-ordered my GameCube, so.
What game is this one?
Nah, because this one doesn't come out for yet. This one comes out in February.
All right.
So, but I'm getting, what am I getting? I'm getting Rogue Leader, Luigi's Mansion, and Wave Race.
Have you tried those games yet?
Nah, I haven't. I'm about to.
You should try the Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's the bomb.
I'm looking forward to that.
For the people that haven't tried the GameCube yet,
try it now. Try it now. That's all I gotta say. All
right, man. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All right. Are we live in the Q Club? What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Dominic. I'm from Brooklyn.
So what do you think of Wave Race for GameCube?
Pretty good. I already have it pre-ordered, so I'm just giving it a quick try out before I buy it, make sure I get it.
How's the control for this game so far?
It's all right. It's a little tough, like, in the beginning. In a couple of minutes, I'm sure I'll be able to get a hand of that. Pretty good. Star Wars was awesome. That's all I got to play. I got a little of Pikmin to play, and it was all right. Pretty good, too. But I'm going to go back later and play that again.
So you plan to get Xbox also?
I have everything pre-ordered already.
Oh, you're ready then. You're set.
I'm done.
You're done. What games are you getting for that system?
For what, Xbox?
Yeah.
I got Halo. I got NFL Fever. I got Dead or Alive. And I got a couple other games. I got, what was the other ones I ended up getting? Most of them was like Project Gotham Racing and just a couple of things like that.
Have you tried the football game for GameCube?
I didn't play it yet.
You haven't played it?
I'm probably going to. Was it Madden right over here that
Madden,
they have?
Yeah.
I don't really like Madden. I didn't like it on PlayStation.
Oh,
so.
Right.
But that's why I got Fever for Xbox. I'd probably get it before I get the Xbox, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're still here. Q Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Andre Cooper from the Bronx.
So what do you think of the GameCube and Star Wars so far?
Well, to be honest, I'm just starting right now playing it.
Right now? So, all right, you can try it out. The control for the GameCube, you think it's a little weird, comfortable? What? Your reaction so far?
With the what?
The control for the GameCube.
No. I don't think it's weird, no.
I mean, if it's well-designed, if it's comfortable, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's comfortable, yeah.
So, are you planning to get the GameCube with this game or Star Wars?
What?
Are you planning to get this game, Star Wars, and GameCube?
Maybe.
All right. Let's see. He's going to try out right now. He's going to try out putting his name right now. He's trying.
Yeah,
but we're live over here. And yeah, so we're going to get some reaction, people reacting to so far and everything. Let's see.
be right back. We're live over here in the Cube Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Sean, and I'm from the Manhattan.
Right. So what do you think of Smash Brothers for the GameCube?
I think it's going to be the best game ever. Yeah, it'll be the best game ever.
So what kind of games do you think you're going to get for the GameCube, if you get a GameCube, before Smash Bros.?
I'm getting Luigi's Mansion, Wave Race, Monkey Ball, and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Have you tried Star Wars?
Yeah.
So what do you think of Star Wars?
I like it a lot, but I don't want to buy it because my friend's getting it. I just don't buy flight games mostly.
So what do you think of other systems that's coming out next week? Xbox, what do you think of that?
I think it's a really good piece of hardware. It doesn't appeal to me because all I want is Halo right now and Dead or Alive 3. Those are the only two games.
Right.
I don't see many games coming out for a while that I want.
Thanks a lot, man.
Back on the scene. This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
We live up in a Cube Club. We got my man right here from the Xbox Unleashed. What's your name, man?
Marvin.
Yo, what's going on, kid? Ever since Xbox Unleashed, what happened? What's going on?
I've been waiting for my Xbox to come in the mail.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Oh, we got a fan right here, man. What's your name? Where you from?
Sanderson. I'm from New Rochelle.
So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
I think it's going to be the best system out there, though.
You think it's going to be better than a PS2 and Xbox? Well, and why?
Yeah, probably, but PS2's got a year head start, so you can't really do much.
What games are you looking for on the GameCube?
Star Fox, Star Wars, Mario, Zelda, pretty much the classics everyone else is looking for.
You haven't played the demos up in the stores for GameCube?
Yeah, I work at the store. I work at the CRE, the Toys R Us, and
White. What games do they have available for demo?
They have we have Wave Race, we have Luigi's Mansion, and we have Star Wars. I was disappointed at first because it was too cartoon. I saw the video. I was impressed, and I'm waiting for it now because it's beautiful now. It looks beautiful.
Nintendo's making a lot of changes. Like Metroid also making a lot of changes. You know,
yeah.
You think it's a good thing that changing certain games and stuff.
It may or may not be a good idea, but they got to try something new. Because they said that if they stayed with the way they were, they would have stagnated and everyone else would have copied them, and then that would have been crap.
True.
Yeah, so they got to change. They got to keep changing.
Let's see what else. Who else is over here? Oh, you want to get an interview? What's up? My man, why are you going to get an interview? What's the name? Where are you from, man?
West Uptown.
So what games are you waiting for? GameCube?
Star Fox, Dinosaur Planet.
You've been talking about Star Fox for a long time. Have you played any other game for GameCube yet?
Nah,
demo-wise?
Nah, just got that little...
Oh, that little CD, preview CD?
Yeah.
Well, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm John, and I'm from Union, New Jersey.
What about you?
Sean from the same.
Same? So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
I think it's pretty cool.
You haven't tried any games for the GameCube yet?
I played Rogue Squadron for like 5 minutes at Toys R Us.
I haven't seen that game. How's the game?
It looks like the movie.
Soundtrack crazy too and everything?
It was Toys R Us. I couldn't hear it.
Oh my god. But inside we're gonna try it out. Any other games you expecting to play tonight?
I want to see Pikmin.
I heard it's a good strategy game or something. Is it a strategy game?
Yeah, it's a strategy game, but it's made by Miyamoto, so it's going to be good.
Oh, very creative, man. You know how it is.
He's the gaming god.
True. So what do you think of GameCube and Xbox coming out next week? Which system you think you're going to pick up? If you're picking any system or not?
Well, I'm going to get GameCube because I don't need a DVD player and because I already have one. And it's $200, and I like the 4-player better than the Xbox.
All right, any last words you want to say to the fans out there that haven't tried on GameCube? No?
No.
All right, no comment. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, so far what I'm noticing is I'm getting bad reactions on the GameCube thing, saying that it's kind of boring.
It is.
I mean, if I compare, I was at an Xbox thing, and Unleashed was just excitement, pure excitement. It was just fun, adrenaline pumping.
This is not.
All right, man, so what's the reaction now that you're out of the Q Club?
Right now, I think the GameCube is terribly horrible. I think that they couldn't have... Again,
I mean, no. They got some good games, man.
They do have some good games. But then again,
for launch,
you know, for launch wise, Pikmin. What the hell is Pikmin? You know, it makes no sense. That video game makes no sense.
Well, you like what games do you like so far? Man?
Well, one game I seen, a couple of games I seen, you know, was Star Wars. What was the other one?
Smash Brothers.
Eternal Darkness. That was kind of hot.
Eternal Darkness was hot?
No. Super Smash Brothers.
Super Monkey Ball, man.
Super Monkey Ball too.
Top of the list right now.
That's because Sega made that, you know. And Nintendo, this is Nintendo GameCube.
Yo, I am not feeling Luigi Mansion, son. Take it out.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You can now watch Gamertag Radio live on Twitch.
Get all the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Don't miss the crew. Record the podcast live Sunday. Get involved with the conversation. Send us questions and be part of the show.
Gamertag Radio.
Follow us, twitch.tv/Gamertag Radio.